Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The NFL likes to track these things and pay attention and take a look at, like, stats that might help teams analyze how they view these things. You might remember.
Like the next gen stats.
Yeah, this came up on the drive back. You know, we didn't have much to do from midnight till
like
3.
Like a 4-hour drive. Might as well talk about
midnight
stuff.
To 3 a.m. Someone was asking, what music do we listen to? There was some on, but honestly, we just talked. We just kind of talked a little bit.
And yeah, for a living, I guess.
Yeah.
4 hours. We're used to that.
We might as well have just recorded the show in the car on the drive back.
Dude, could you imagine if we just said we're going to do that? We're going to play it spec, and then we're just going to go to sleep.
Yeah, but no, at one point Cody said, did you see these offensive line numbers? We were just having the conversation early in the week with Drew. Obviously, we got a disagreement about Joe Burrow and Mahomes, and ultimately we settled on Drew just thinks Joe Burrow is just as good as Mahomes, and obviously I firmly disagree with that. And he was saying, well, Mahomes, the offensive line issues, Joe Burrow's had a worse situation to deal with, and his numbers are more impressive. That was the conversation earlier in the week. But you found some more numbers from Aaron Schatz.
Aaron Schatz, who we've had on the show a number of times. Very good analytical guy to take a look at these things. Drew, here's the problem. Another flaw has been found in your system, which is the numbers you put out were the number of times Joe Burrow has been pressured. Well, good news.
That's from Warren Sharp. The numbers I gave you were from Warren Sharp.
I understand, but that's just number of pressures. Now what I'm telling you is the NFL last year introduced a metric called uncaused pressure rate.
Oh, is it that stupid graph?
I'm just telling you.
Stupid. It's stupid. It's already stupid.
Hold on. Is there a graph? Hold on. Is there a graph?
He didn't use a graph. He just gave numbers. Okay, I'm sure there is a graph.
There's another graph that's out there, maybe around the same thing.
I'm sure it is graphed. But they rank this based on what they view are uncaused pressures, as in the offensive line got your player in trouble, or what are pressures that are caused
from the
not
quarterback.
From the offensive line, but instead at the quarterback's disposal. And you'll be surprised to find out, despite the fact you think Patrick Mahomes is not taking advantage of his poor left tackle play and he should just overcome it the way Joe Burrow did, Patrick Mahomes last year rated number one in assisting his offensive line in pressures, including the fact that he saved them more than you might know, and that the offensive line played even worse than people think based on these statistics, as in he might have had one of the 5 worst offensive lines in football had he not saved them from pressure. And I got bad news on Joe Burrow's front. He is part of the problem. It is not just that he plays behind a bad offensive line. For the 2 years that this stat has existed, he is ranked in the bottom 7 both years in uncaused pressure rates, as in he's making the offensive line's problem worse. So maybe they're not a great offensive line, but Joe Burrow's making it worse.
And still led the league in passing yards and touchdowns et cetera.
You know,
that ultimately is where it doesn't.
Interesting.
You can look at those numbers.
But Patrick Mahomes did that 2 years ago.
If anything, Joe Burrow's making it harder on himself to do what he did based on what you've said. Joe Burrow's making it harder on the offensive line, but also, mind you, leading the league in passing yards and touchdowns.
But Mahomes did that 2 years ago.
Hold on. So now, stop for a second. Wait, now Joe Burrow gets credit for not doing something well. He's doing something that hurts his team, but because he's overcoming his own flaws, that means he's better now? What?
It'd be like,
I think it's true. Like, no,
I'm actually really proud of Mahomes for throwing all those interceptions because they've overcome them, you know?
Yeah. What?
You know, no, he's causing,
you're saying that Joe Burrow's making it harder on himself and the offensive line is what you're saying, correct?
He wouldn't need to throw 43 touchdowns and 5,000 yards if he'd stop putting his team in a disadvantageous position by making his offense, by putting them in longer down and distances, by forcing them to punt more, or any of the other normal things that
now
take
look,
place.
I'll be honest, this new metric thing, like,
it's pretty new. It's a pretty new metric.
It seems a little subjective.
Yeah, it seems like there's a little bit of bias in this.
And Drew's probably stunned.
I'm bias.
I'm very stunned that you're actually having this side of things, Gold. I'm very surprised.
Disagree quite a bit with Drew on this Chiefs-Bengals-Mahomes-Burrow thing, because I think it's absolutely ridiculous to say that Burrow is, you know, on the exact same level as Mahomes.
I'm very surprised you have this.
But this metric thing, it does seem
like... Can I say that this metric passes the eye test, though? When we watch Mahomes, he helps.
You I
can
agree with that. I'll agree with that.
You can obviously see he helps his team from not
he
getting sacked.
He finds a way to, yes.
And when you watch Joe Burrow, it is the opposite.
I think that's, I don't think that's true.
Joe Burrow is really good at getting himself sacked sometimes.
I don't think that's totally true.
I actually think, Drew, too, I actually think he could make the argument. Joe Burrow could say, yeah, I caused myself some more sacks, but I do it for a reason. Because I'm a quick release guy, because I want to put the ball down the field. He could make an argument for why he does it, but he definitely does
it. I just don't think you cannot say Burrow, because he's not good at this metric, it actually is even more impressive now what he's doing. Like, no, like that's part of his play, because the whole point of from a few days ago was that Joe Burrow has a worse O-line and he's done more, and Mahomes has a bad O-line, but he hasn't done as much. And then now there's this other metric that's saying, actually, Mahomes is what he does for his offensive line. It's not even what he's been doing. It's that his offensive line has been even worse than we realized.
Is there an aspect?
It's like I set a fire, but I'm a firefighter. I put it out.
Yeah, that isn't.
Is there an aspect of the time to throw situation? Because I think time to throw, Joe Burrow has it significantly worse. Jaden Daniels had it worse.
I haven't looked at that.
Stroud
I don't
had
know
it
the
worse.
Because
time to throw is, I think, a part of the metric that if Joe Burrow's got more time to throw, technically, and he still is allowing the pressure, that's where we have a problem. But if he has less time to throw, which, based on watching the Bengals a significant amount, obviously,
Joe Burrow,
it feels that way more to me than it does at times with Patrick Mahomes. Yes, we all know that he pulls some Houdini acts where the man should be sacked, but he's not, and finds a way to make plays almost as good, if not better, than anybody else does. I just think that there's a lot, it's like when Gold's mentioned the, you guys have talked about like narrowing the stats so much that it proves a point, but the stats so narrow that it's almost too hyper-focused.
I'm saying this adds some
I think it's fair.
The bigger, like the way to sum it up though, still is just, we've somehow normalized trying to make a case that Patrick Mahomes is not any better than Joe Burrow. And I think that is absolutely insane. And Joe Burrow is awesome. And 95% of teams would take Joe Burrow as their starting quarterback. I have him as the third best quarterback in football. I think Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in football. Joe Burrow is not on the same level as Patrick Mahomes. Plain and simple. You can cite me any of these random offensive line metrics and we can go through different mental gymnastics and hurdles and things like that. But like, that's what I guess what I get annoyed is, like, any stat or whatever, it always is with the intention of sometimes you trying to like level the field as if Burrow is right there with Mahomes. And he's just not. He's just not.
If when I watch both of them play, they are the two best quarterbacks in the league. There's nobody better than those two. In my mind,
they're two of the best.
I think they are the two best quarterbacks.
Right?
Patrick Mahomes is 1A. Joe Burrow is 1B. They are the two best quarterbacks.
There is no one next to Joe Burrow's name, I guess. Like, there's no 1A, 1B. There's 1A, and then Burrow, you can maybe make a debate. He's the second best. I think he's the third best. But like, we got Joe Burrow, even if Patrick Mahomes, statistically, it's been down the last year, he's not, like, he's just simply not on the same level as Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry. Like, you can't, we don't just do win losses, but if you haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years, you can't even start to have that convo.
Again, those aren't individual quarterback things.
Mahomes is potentially going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. To be in that conversation, you can't.
You can't. That is a factor.
Yeah, and I think that there's no the team.
So we're talking about like Tom Brady versus Mahomes. Like, we understand that there are different metrics in which those two get measured against each other because the standard is different.
And I think that, you know, when you look at like Tom's career, Tom had the easiest division in football, one of them for a very long time. And that's the argument for Tom. Well, of course he was in the playoffs. He had the greatest coach of all time. He had a great defense. Like, these are the, like, Tom is one of the greatest, like, quarterbacks, one of the greatest winners of all time.
Right, and he's got the rings to show it, too.
I understand, but if we're talking individual quarterback play, I would take a few quarterbacks above Tom Brady in terms of their...
Well, athleticism, sure.
No, quarterback play. I would take Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Tom Brady was. He's a better quarterback than Tom Brady ever was.
But even when we say that as athleticism, because Tom Brady, clearly from the mental side of it, is just flat out at a whole other level.
He's part of quarterbacking. If we're just talking athleticism, Michael.
Athleticism, then Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Mahomes are all better than Tom Brady. If we're just talking athleticism, but
I'm talking thrower of the football. Aaron Rodgers is a better all-time thrower of the football, playmaker, quarterback than Tom Brady ever was. Dan Marino, you could maybe say.
Well, Joe Burrow is going to be Dan Marino, so I agree with you. We finally agree on something. We found common ground. Joe Burrow, Dan Marino,
same
person.
Put up a lot of stats, not win a Super Bowl, get to one, and then never get back to another.
I honestly think that's where he's headed.
I mean, I think we all
know that. And it's a Hall of Fame career.
Somewhere in the Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen, one's never making a Super Bowl again. There's just not enough to go around. Because Mahomes has to get to like 60% of him at this rate.
I would take Josh Allen and not make it. I think Lamar will make one.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.